Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
A federal appeals court telegraphs a win for another counseling case. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead. Well, Holly, this is the second case now from the Federal Court of Appeals that governs Florida, Georgia, and Alabama involving a counseling case. This one comes out of Tampa, Florida. We recently won a major case called Otto versus City of Boca Raton, Florida, and Palm Beach County, which is in South Florida. And we got a great decision on that regarding the First Amendment that bans, strikes down these counseling laws that say you cannot counsel anyone as a minor who wants to seek change of unwanted same-sex attractions, behaviors, or gender confusion. So we have that. But there's another case out of Tampa. And in that case, the city of Tampa appealed. We won in that case. And now the Court of Appeals has said that we have won that case because of Otto, because Otto applies. First Amendment in that precedent applies, but they're going to hold it pending any further developments in Otto because Boca Raton and Palm Beach County are not giving up. They are now asking the Court of Appeals to rehear the case. All of the arguments that they presented have already been presented. They've already been rejected. So we're just waiting on the Court of Appeals to say, no, we're not going to rehear. We've already considered all of your failed arguments already.
Yeah, and granted, it's these activists that keep fighting this, that keep trying to create a narrative like they're doing conversion therapy and they're harming people and beating on their whatever. They're making it sound like it's a harmful process when we keep trying to direct them to the truth, the facts. It's counseling, it's talk therapy. These counselors help these people that go there voluntarily that are struggling. You know, we're dealing with the truth here. We're dealing with it's not conversion therapy or anything harmful where they're beating their clients or whatever. Their clients have simply come to them for help, come to them to get counseling, talk therapy, when they're struggling with maybe same-sex thoughts or attractions that are conflicting with their Christian beliefs. They come voluntarily to a counselor, just like you would go for marriage counseling or having other issues. That's all it is, but they try to create this narrative like it's some harmful thing.
Yeah, they do. And that's why they use the word conversion therapy, right? Like you're converting somebody. And yet counselors and professional associations never use that term. It's only used in these ordinances. But when you look at what they're banning any counsel at all that might be something regarding change of someone's unwanted same-sex attractions, behaviors, or gender confusion and conflicts. So if you affirm them, if you say you just need to accept your unwanted attractions, even though the client says, no, I don't want to accept it. I don't consider myself gay. I don't want to be homosexual. I am born male, but I've got these struggles about female characteristics. I don't want to be female. I know I'm not made female. Help me to overcome those. If you affirm them and say, well, no, you just need to accept it, even though the client doesn't want it, then that's okay. But if you help that client change, then it's not. I've said before, counselors are like a GPS. You tell the GPS where you want to go. And you ask the GPS, you program in that destination, and the GPS helps you navigate the streets to be able to get there. That's the same way it is in counseling. The client comes in, the client has an objective, they have conflicts, they want to overcome, they want to resolve it. They ask the counselor for help. The counselor is like the GPS, tries to navigate through life, through the stresses, through the issues, to help that client reach that objective. But when the objective of the client is to change, these laws say it's unethical and it is banned. This decision in the Otto case out of South Florida, Boca Raton and Palm Beach County, said that it was unconstitutional because it restricts speech. So where we are now is we have two cases. We have the Otto case, and we've got the court decision. And I thought that they would just leave it at the court decision and realize that they've lost a big one, because this sent ripple effects around the country, even around the world, in the UK and Canada. But there's so much LGBT activist pressure on them that they're pushing forward, asking the Court of Appeals to rehear the case. They might even, after that, ask the U.S. Supreme Court to review the case, which I'm fine, because I'm looking to get one of these cases back to the high court and strike these down across the country.
And, you know, here's an important point. We talk about dealing with the truth versus a narrative. You know, in the city of Boca Raton and Palm Beach County are trying to, as you said, seeking a rehearing from what we've already won in that case. They leave out a very important point, i.e. the truth, in their brief. They continue to ignore the actual study, scientific study, the 2009 APA report, that concludes there is no scientific evidence of harm from talk therapy that professional counselors provide. Like I said before, if you go for any other relational issues, marriage, you're dealing with eating disorder, whatever, you go to a counselor for help. They're not there to harm you. They're there to guide you, to cheer you on to your goal.
That's exactly right. And in fact, the APA report of 2009 clearly says that there's no studies in this area of minors that show any harm regarding minors. And there's no studies, zero, regarding the gender identity issues.
But they continue to leave that out. And they also pervert the truth when they say, oh, well, 40% of people commit suicide after they get that. No, 40% of people commit suicide after they go through the hormone blockers and the surgery.
Yeah.
That's
and then they
where
regret
the suicide
it and they
is.
Realize what they've done
exactly.
to their body.
Exactly, that's what the truth is.
Then they
is.
Feel trapped. They've just now eliminated healthy body parts. Then they realize, you know, I really am not the opposite of what I'm born. I'm really content with my biological birth sex. And then they realize, oh my goodness, I just committed these surgeries that are irreparable. And then they don't get any help from those that they originally got cheered on to go down that road from.
Right. So this false narrative that they continue to repeat is only harming people.
That's exactly right. And it's the only reason they have this is because change undercuts their narrative.
Correct.
And they want to say, oh, they're biologically wired. Well, no, they're not. There's no evidence of that at all.
I want you to accept me for what I am instead of help me get help to be who I created to be.
So there's two cases that we have at the same Court of Appeals, one involving Boca Raton and Palm Beach County in South Florida. And we won that under the First Amendment. The city and county have asked the court to rehear that and relitigate it. And the chances of that are very, very small. So we're waiting on the court to respond. In the meantime, we have another case out of Tampa, and we won that in the lower court, and Tampa appealed it. So that's at the same court. The Tampa council wanted to just have the case dismissed, and we said, no, it is actually unconstitutional now under the case that we just won out of Boca Raton and Palm Beach County. And that's exactly what the Court of Appeals said. They said, based upon the Otto case, which we've already decided under the First Amendment, that the case in Tampa also falls under the First Amendment. And we're just waiting on making that final until all of the final aspects of Otto, the case out of South Florida, is resolved. And so both dominoes will fall. And after that, you have this, I said at the beginning of this, that we will ultimately strike these down around the country. When we won the case in South Florida, I said, this is the beginning of the end of these unconstitutional counseling bans. And that, in fact, is true. And this has sent shockwaves among the LGBT activist communities.
Yeah, because, I mean, we've been dealing with the state of Maryland. They have a statewide counseling ban. We've been working there as well as all over the nation. You know, these people need help, and they need the opportunity to get the help they deserve.
For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website. We have been litigating this since 2012. First case came out of California, then New Jersey, and then they're in different parts of the country. And we have said we will ultimately win, and this is the beginning of the end. So continue to pray. It's not over. The battle is not over. It's a great victory that we have just won. But continue to pray for this and other cases. You can go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, and you can subscribe to our newsletters and our emails right there with the subscribe button at the top of the webpage, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. The website again, lc.org.